Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, January 18th. The Women's March on Washington, D.C. this Saturday is just one of the many demonstrations that will be going on across the country. In Cedar Edge, a group of concerned citizens has organized a local gathering in lieu of a march. The event is planned for Saturday at 1 p.m. by the flagpole at the Cedar Edge Cemetery. One of the organizers of the event, Barbara Silverman, talked with KVNF News on Tuesday.
There are a number of people who can't get to one of the marches going on either in Grand Junction or Denver or even Washington, D.C. So we're concerned about, we know that a lot of people are concerned, citizens, men and women are concerned about how to be a little bit more politically aware, no matter what side of issues you stand on. And so we decided we'd have just a gathering of concerned citizens in Cedar Edge this Saturday, January 21st, at 1 o'clock, and it is at the Cedar Edge Cemetery, but it's the very south area of the cemetery, so we won't be conflicting with anything that might be happening there. And it's really just an opportunity for people to speak if they want to say something, if they want to read a poem, sing a song. We did register our march with the Women's March, the National Women's March group, and it's very interesting. We had to certify, essentially, or affirm that we would follow certain guidelines. And I love the guidelines because they really speak for what we're trying to do. We are nonpartisan. And we do not, will not criticize politicians or political parties on Saturday. There won't be any violence or verbal abuse, you know, no damaging property. Certainly there won't be any alcohol. And we're just, it's an opportunity for people who are concerned about any of the upcoming issues that are going to be before our politicians to gather together, to see like-minded folks. And we'll see. Maybe there will be something that will grow out of this gathering on Saturday.
The event will not be partisan and will focus on a variety of issues and concerns.
It is women's rights, absolutely. It's human rights. It's, you know, it's feeling that we want to recognize our diverse communities, the fact that they are the strength of our country and of our community and of our county. I think we're all concerned about what's going to happen with health care. Children's issues, women's issues, and I think also just being more aware of what's going on at the local, state, and national level. Kind of perhaps some of us, I speak for myself only, I've maybe become pretty complacent and I'm trying to wake up.
All interested citizens are welcome to attend. The event is for men and women, Republicans and Democrats, young and old.
We'd love to have as many people as possible come to this gathering and encourage you to just spend a small amount of your time on Saturday showing up at this event. I think, you know, if we have to woo you, there might be hot chocolate and cookies there, but I think more than anything, it will be in a time to see friends, see family, and talk about our concerns. We're trying to be inclusive, not divisive. So if that kind of worry is in your head, take it away. This is a chance for all of us to show, no matter who we are and what our beliefs are, that we are concerned about the United States of America.
If you love to walk and learn about Colorado's history and architecture, there's now an app for that. AARP Colorado has launched two GPS-based audio walking tours in an effort to help seniors stay healthy and learn more about the state's rich history. Eric Galatis has more.
A new smartphone app might be just the incentive seniors need to keep New Year's resolutions to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Jeremiah Mora with AARP Colorado says the group partnered with GeoTourist to create Neighbor Walks audio tours of historic sites around Denver. He says the goal was to create a fun with purpose opportunity for more people to get out and take a walk.
To really get people out into the community exercising and to learn more about what's going on in Denver in history and what they can explore.
The group's first tour takes users to 20 different points of interest surrounding the Colorado State Capitol building, including the unsinkable Molly Brown's house and the governor's mansion. Users can visit sites in any order they like, and as they get close, they'll hear stories told by a local historian. The app can be downloaded for free on iTunes or Google Play. The group created a second recent tour focused on Denver's LGBT history and includes landmarks such as Cheeseman Park, the site of Denver's first gay pride celebration, and Charlie's Bar, which hosted the Colorado Gay Rodeo Association. Morris says he's hopeful the app will also inspire younger members of the LGBT community.
To understand where we've been, what the community has had to go through to become where we are today. I think it provides a great overview of the history for the LGBT community.
Regular aerobic activity, such as walking, can lead to numerous health benefits for older Americans, according to the National Institute on Aging, such as improved heart health, relief from arthritis symptoms, and reduced anxiety and depression. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
A grapevine-eating insect that was originally detected in the Grand Valley is spreading. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, the aggressive microscopic insect called Phylloxera has spread from that one vineyard identified in November to three others. Officials did not disclose the names of the four vineyards or their exact locations, but they did indicate that over 1,000 grapevines have already been ripped from the ground in an effort to contain the spread of the bug. Phylloxera eat the roots of grapevines and are capable of destroying whole vineyards. The pest is hard to treat, has a complicated life cycle, and can completely kill European vines, which are used to grow wine grapes. At a meeting of the Colorado Association for Viticulture and Enology on Monday, officials said that growers should not conduct business as usual or ignore the problem. Growers were urged to change their planting practices if necessary, as well as adopt sanitation measures to try to slow down the spread of the insects. Officials also reported that Phylloxera has been identified in a plot of grapevines planted at the Colorado State University Western Colorado Research Center on Orchard Mesa. Vineyards in the Grand Valley will continue to be surveyed for Phylloxera, and officials indicated that vineyards in the North Fork Valley should also be monitored. One of the first contenders for the 2018 gubernatorial race in Colorado has announced his candidacy. Bensa Berkland has more.
Michael Johnston served almost two full terms as a Democratic state senator representing Denver. He's also a former teacher, high school principal, and education advisor to President Obama. With current Governor John Hickenlooper term limited, Johnston says it made sense to start campaigning early.
There's just such a groundswell of momentum right now of people who want to be involved in politics and want to build a different kind of future for the state, want to be able to prove that we can still solve big problems in the public square.
Johnston was the architect behind the state's teacher evaluation system, which eliminated tenure. He says he wants to protect access to health care, college, and clean air. Prominent Democrats such as former U.S. Senator Ken Salazar and U.S. Representative Ed Perlmutter are also rumored to be considering gubernatorial bids. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And that was your regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.